conference, now 2-6, I believe. And I'm sorry, 2-5. And the Platteville team that won conference, we played them earlier this week on Tuesday night. And at halftime, we were 0-0 against Platteville. We were able to hold them the whole first half, and things were really exciting there for us against the conference championship team. Later in the second half, we gave up some goals and suffered the defeat.
RC coach Tom Stadler on the Coach's Pregame Show. Buying a home can be overwhelming when you consider all the financing options available. The loan officers at the Richland County Bank have the training, knowledge, and most importantly, the desire to help you make the best decision. They understand the local market, and they can help you find the financing option that may be right for you. Visit Richland County Bank today or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Coach Stadler, you play Reedsburg tonight. What do you know about them? Do you know a lot?
I do. Reedsburg is having a tough year as far as their wins and losses, but they also have a very tough schedule. And so I expect them to be a good team. They are every year, and it'll be a good home game for us, our final home game of the season.
Are you doing anything else special tonight to go along with the game?
Absolutely. So tonight we will be recognizing the parents that do so much for our soccer program. And so we'll be thanking them pregame at 4:30. In addition to that, we're bringing the youth of the nation to the stadium for Rotary Youth Soccer Night. And we'll be running a lap with those youth players at halftime of the varsity game.
That sounds like fun. And what about the WIA tournament? When will you know your seating and where you're going?
Great question. We will be going to La Crosse Aquinas on October 23rd to play them at 7 p.m. We had the seating meeting last night, and I am pleased with that matchup. I believe we can give them a good match, maybe move through the state tournament here.
Well, let's talk about your senior, Giovanni Cerna. He's had a great year, hasn't he?
Giovanni Cerna has had a fantastic year, Phil. In fact, he's had a fantastic 4 years. He was a big part of the reason that we won conference. As a freshman, he played striker and played with Armando Sanchez, and they really did well together. Giovanni Cerna has scored a lot of goals for the Hornets. I'm still going through the scorebooks to tally it, but this year he has had, three hat tricks and two goal game, And so Giovanni's a lot of fun to see play soccer. I would invite everybody to come down to the stadium tonight at 5 p.m. to see him score a few more goals at the home stadium. This will be his final home game of his career, and it's been an honor and a privilege to coach Giovanni. He's an absolute all-star.
How's the team health-wise right now, Tom?
We've never been healthier. Nope, we're looking really good, Phil. A lot of the injuries are resolving. We do have a couple players that will still be out, but everybody is healing as all good young men do.
All right, sounds good. Good luck against Reedsburg tonight, Coach.
Thank you, Phil. Look forward to seeing you there at the game.
Tom Stadler joining us on WRCO Sports.
At WRCO FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Avitus Rip Field, we're underway. Richland Center in Reedsburg tonight, an area soccer. Good to have you along tonight. Reedsburg coached by David Fitzpatrick, and you just heard from Coach Tom Stadler. Kickoff, and we're underway. The Hornets in the orange and black lettering. Reedsburg in the traveling white and black. Starting for the Hornets in net tonight, it will be Caleb Federley. Also starting tonight, number 4, Connor Stoltz. Number 5, Josh Nelson. 7, Sean Adams. Number 9, Henry Martin. Number 11, Andrew Mata. Number 12, Nash Berkhammer. Number 14, Giovanni Cerna. 16, Harrison Carpenter. Number 24, Cody Pauls. Number 21, Lucas Duran. Reedsburg in the net tonight. In goal is Drake Andrus. And we'll pick up on the rest of their starters here in just a moment as the Hornets take it from our left to our right on the far side of the field with a dribble. Cerna brings it back inbounds, gives it off to the left side, and held off now by Lucas Duran, and the ball is punched out of bounds by Reedsburg. Good field position now for the Hornets as they get it inbounds. Cerna looks over to the crowd, now moves by one would-be tackler, moves and grooves a little pass inside. It's going to go for naught as it looks like the Hornet player coming from the near side was a little bit blocked out. The ball goes across goal line, and it's a goal kick. The Reedsburg Beavers with led by number 7 forward Rylan Brooks, Max Monte, midfielder Tanner Kowalki, number 8 Mason Siechlag, also Cody Martinez, Jonah Vandezandi, Aiden Berg, Tristan Cools, Jensen Du, and Amir Saeed, the players for Reedsburg. Hornets intercept the goal kick, bring it on the near side. Connor Stoltz tries a centering pass, and that one hooks and angles out of bounds. It'll belong to Reedsburg. Action tonight sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Parents have been introduced, and then lots of youth are here, kicking the ball around the track, getting ready to be introduced at halftime. There's the kick brought out by Andrus. And the Hornets take it at midfield. Cody Pauls takes over, drives it to the left side, taken there by Duran. Lucas steps in, looking for the near side off of Stoltz. The ball pops loose and now picked up on the dribble by Vandezandi. Brings it down the middle of the field toward the center circle. Taken away again. There is a nice play by the Hornets defender. And right now, taking it back to the left side. Nice play by Nash Berkhammer. Brings it to the middle. Giovanni Cerna. Cerna looking for Duran, and then Andrew Mata on the left side, and Reedsburg intercepts again, taking it back, and a loose ball. Cody Martinez brings it back to the keeper. Ooh, almost stolen there by Mata, and the ball might have hit his hand. I believe it did. Whistle sounds, and the ball drops down on the field. It's a dead ball for the moment, and the Hornets back up on the defense. So far, Richland Center has spent time in the offensive side. And on the other end of the field, keeper Caleb Federley has remained kind of lonesome so far. The ball has not been in that neighborhood. Ball brought across. Cerna gives it off to Mata. Cerna in the middle, dribbles around, takes a shot, and the keeper goes down, lost it, now falls on it. Wow, that was close. Connor Stoltz was right behind the keeper and able to fall on the ball and to make it, getting it right in there and cradling it then was Drake Andrus. So a legit shot there for the Hornets. Taken off to the right side, and now Reedsburg gets into good field position. Taken across the field, it bounces left and off the Hornets out of bounds. Reedsburg will have it on a throw-in just to the north of the Richland Center bench. Rylan Brooks, who's a former keeper here for Reedsburg, has moved out of that position. Had an injury to his hand, the coach says, so he's out and about. He had the chance to make that play now. Here's the throw-in across the touchline, blocked in the corner by the Hornets, bringing it off the right side, and then Berkhammer brings it up near midfield, intercepted by Van de Zande of Reedsburg, off to the right side. Monte gives it back to Brooks, and now on the left side, Saeed left side, centering it. They're working toward the top of the box, and now a push on the Hornets. There's a foul and a dead ball, which is going to lay it down right around 30 yards away from Reedsburg's goal. So the Beavers will get a chance to set up here. Penalty kick, and the Hornets back up and try to block all the lanes. Stepping back is number 13, Cody Martinez, and he will drive it high and over the bar. In fact, it hit the goalpost. That goes out of bounds, and it will belong to the Hornets keeper, Federley. Reedsburg drops back on the defense. Just underway here in action from WRCO Sports at Richland Center High School. No score in the contest. Federley will get the ball and now bring it out here as Reedsburg backs up. And the Hornets try to get something going and bring it out. Federley steps aside and Cody Pauls, the sweeper, will bring it. Pauls takes a long shot up near midfield. Headed by Reedsburg, bringing it back now is the Hornets. Harrison Carpenter tries to drive it up, and it's out of bounds. Looking for Sean Adams, so Reedsburg will throw it in. Siechlag brings it in, drops it in front of Tanner Kowalki, who brings it along the stadium side, steps over. He is double-teamed, trying to get around toward the corner and find the range right along the goal line. Knocked down. Good defense by the Hornets. Number 9, Henry Martin. Reedsburg does get it away and back to the top. Going to bring it over here to the right side. Now try it on that near side. Knocked off by the Hornets and cleaned out by Lucas Duran. Up to the far side, Mata sidesteps, crosses the center flag, drives it right side. Sean Adams is there. Adams picking the spot, marking the left side, drives it back to Mata, center. Now back to Cerna. Giovanni drives it left side. Good chance by the Hornets. Duran is tripped up, and there's a whistle. So the Hornets will get it in good field position. And Duran comes up a little bit limping. The official gives him time to kind of walk it off, and now play will resume. The ball is dropped down. We have a dead ball. The Hornets have a penalty try now. Awaiting in the net is Andrus. And the Hornets will start at Cernas on the right side. And Duran on the left. Duran will take a shot down around the goal. Oh, caught right at the fingertips by Andrus. That was close for the Hornets. Kept from scoring. Andrus wings it out near the midfield line. And the Hornets take over now. Popping it back to the right side. Connor Stoltz with a header. Going left toward Mata. Coming down the boulevard. Now knocked down by Reedsburg and intercepted. Jensen Dew brings it off to the right. And now up near midfield. Passing it. Berkhammer takes it away for the Hornets. Back to Cerna. Hornets on the drive. Cerna pops it to the left side. Duran stops. Drives around the defender. Back to Cerna. He'll take a shot. It's high and out of bounds. Just underway with soccer. Scoreless here. Let's take time out. You're listening to High School Soccer from WRCO Sports.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets United.
Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
No score here in high school soccer tonight. What a beautiful night for it. Everybody agreeing on that. And we're going to pick up on the action as the Hornets will have the ball near the Reedsburg bench for a throw-in from Giovanni Cerna. Cerna, the lone senior this year for Richland Center. Fires it into Duran, drops it back to the left side, and the Hornets try to work it from midfield. Duran steps in. Nowhere to wander now along the touchline on the far side, drops it off. Cerna with a fancy move, brings it back to the middle, gets around a couple of defenders. He always draws a crowd, and now passes it back to Duran. Duran left side, Mata with a centering pass. Coming in and getting it is the keeper. Andrus steps in and stops the forward progress. Sean Adams was creeping in for the right side for the Hornets. Would have been the nearest to try and pop one toward the net. That one from the keeper is going to roll out of bounds for Reedsburg. Richland Center will have it again near the midfield flag. Throwing it in will be Josh Nelson. Nelson tosses it in. Cerna protects the ball, drops it back to Berkhammer right near the left side. Now changes position, gives it back to Duran. Now Cerna. Cerna steps inside, defended strong by Vandezande of Reedsburg, dropping it back now. Cerna off to Duran. Duran in the middle, and he'll take a shot. A worm burner right across the ground and taken by the goalie. Keeper is Drake Andrus, makes another play. Hornets have had some legit shots, and they've been on the attack. Reedsburg pops it over the top of the defense, and trying for a header there. Making the move is Rylan Brooks. Brooks drops it in front of the Hornets, and Harrison Carpenter cleans it out. The ball near out of bounds, and it will. And it is off of Reedsburg at the midfield line. Max Monte the closest for the Beavers. So Mata drops it in, gets it right back, and now pops it up, looking for Connor Stoltz coming down the boulevard. Connor right near the top of the 18, drives it off to the right side, now knocked down by Reedsburg, and Tanner Kowalki keeps it in bounds along the touchline for Reedsburg, and the Beavers try to clear it up near midfield. Hornets have done a good job of not allowing a lot. Giovanni Cerna takes the steal, drops it back, and the Reedsburg keeper keeps it in bounds. Right side near the touchline. And Cerna again tries to take it away. It's going to be knocked down and out of bounds off of Reedsburg. Giovanni Cerna will throw it in. Giovanni from the right side looks over the possibilities. Fires it in now to Henry Martin. Martin drops it back to Nelson. Josh pops it up, drives it toward the middle. And Reedsburg steps in. That's Amir Saeed. Saeed drives it up near midfield. Cody Martinez for Reedsburg across the center line. Drops a short pass now back to Saeed. Hey, taken away. Nice play by Cody Pauls of the defense of the Hornets. Mata driving in front of Stoltz. Stoltz trying to get inside. Knocked down by the defender. And the ball rolls near the touchline here on the near side. Kept in bounds by Seisley. Down to the corner and whistles sound. Offside's called on the Hornets. It'll be bringing it back now for Reedsburg. Scoreless contest as we head into about 15 minutes into the contest here tonight on Parents Night. Rotary Youth Soccer Night as well. Inbound pass and Reedsburg off and running. Now so is Cerna. Cerna gets the steal back to Mata. Mata turns in right side near the top of the 18. Left, right, drives a shot. Knocked down by the keeper. Nice play. Drake Andrus drops it down, makes the catch, and now brings it out. So he has been challenged here early on. We have not called Hornet keeper Caleb Federley's name other than just the introduction tonight. Hornets have done a good job in front of him. Berkhammer drives it around the far side, now up toward Mata. Reedsburg intercepts, and Tristan Cools is there. Cools gets around Mata, keeps it inbounds near the Reedsburg bench. Far side of the field, taken away by Giovanni Cerna. Cerna stutter step shot is blocked down by the Beavers. Nice play, Vandezande, and the ball caroms out near midfield. Cerna steps aside. The defender drives it left side. Duran keeps it inbound, defended strong by Jensen Dew. And Jensen pops it out of bounds. Hornets will have good field position as that ball comes back. Looks like the Beavers will bring in a substitute. First one tonight for either team. This will be number 18, Logan Schwartzer. Scoreless ball game here at Avitus Rip Field. And the ball comes inbounds. Hornets have it, far side, trying to cradle that thing as Duran. Back it goes to Cerna, back to Duran. They're hugging the touchline on the far side, back to the middle. Mata steps in. Hornets getting closer, and Mata tripped up. Ball comes loose. Ball rolls to the near side, and Reedsburg keeps it inbounds. Tanner Kowalki drops it back to the defender, and inbounds. Keeps it right side. Bandazandi up near the middle of the field. Cody Martinez steps aside. A tackle attempt there by Cerna. And the ball near midfield. Reedsburg breaking the code now. Siechlag drives it up. And now Reedsburg going to be called offsides. Man, they had an open one-on-one with Amir Saeed, but called for the offsides. And the Hornets will get it back. Our action sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters tonight. And coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. A yellow card issued on one of the Reedsburg players after that. And Reedsburg pleading its case, but it appears that will be the case. Stops the clock. 22:54 remaining in the first half here in high school soccer. Scoreless. Non-conference action. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday night. Final game of the regular season for Richland Center at home. And as Coach Stadler mentioned, they'll be making a trip to La Crosse to face Aquinas on October 23rd. And we'll be facing Aquinas in the WIAA first-round action. So the changes made in the Reedsburg lineup. And the ball will be placed down just near the midfield stripe. And Cody Pauls gets it going again for the Hornets. Drives it into the midst. It's going to be a header there by Cerna. Nice shot to the left side. Duran back to Cerna. Back to the left side. Duran looking. Fights off the would-be tackler. Knocked down there by Max Monte of Reedsburg. Recovering it in the corner is Mata. And Andrew turns in right along the goal line. Parallel drives it back to the left side. Hornets getting those so close. Mata from the left side about 10 yards away. Knocked down by Reedsburg. And cleared out, trying to pounce on it now and taking a long shot. That ball is out of bounds for Harrison Carpenter. It comes back to the keeper for Reedsburg. And the Hornets bringing in number one, Andrew Melby now. Melby seeing his first action tonight. And Reedsburg will start it on the far side. They'll let their sweeper do the honors and get it going. RC back and ready on the defense, right around the midfield line. All right, here we go. I guess the keeper will indeed clear it out. Drake Andrus doing the honors for Reedsburg. Just a little bit of a breeze coming across the field today. This one stays low. Ball knocked down by Henry Martin. Ball caroms up near midfield. And the Hornets punch it out of bounds. Harrison Carpenter on the move. And that will be Reedsburg throwing it in from the far side of the field. Reedsburg between the benches. Getting a chance to toss it in bounds. And the ball caroms along the left side. And out of bounds again. It will belong to Reedsburg right near the Richland Center bench. So they make a little ground. They've got good field position. Again, the Beavers have struggled to keep anything going on the offense tonight. Having trouble feeding it to the forwards. That one headed by the Hornets. And again, right back and out of bounds. Reedsburg will throw it in. Here comes the toss on the right side. Looking down toward the corner. And Brooks, Ryland Brooks down around the goal line. Now cleared out by the Hornets. And off of Reedsburg, out of bounds. It will belong to Richland Center. laying well and holding the ground. Nash Burkhammer brings it in play, drives it right side, and now a push called on Reedsburg as they were fighting for position. So the Hornets will get it back. And another yellow card for Reedsburg. So Reedsburg, second yellow card early on in this one. And the Hornets will have it on a dead ball in a moment. That stops the clock nearly halfway through this first half. Let's take timeout. We're scoreless here in Richland Center. High school soccer tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Scoreless battle here in high school soccer tonight from WRCO Radio. Mr. Fabulous at the controls. I'm Phil Nee, and we have action for you tonight here from the Vitus Rip Field. Ball comes in play on the far side, and the Hornets are going to pounce on that right away. Ivani Cerna seems to be all over the place. Steps back from midfield, helps the defense, pops it back to Burkhammer. Nash drives it across the midfield line, and Reedsburg intercepts. Stepping back in and giving a short pass. There is Siegslag. Siegslag looking upfield to Kowalki. Knocked down by the Hornets. Connor Stoltz back to Ivani Cerna. Cerna on the right, making the move. Getting it off now to Avery Kepler. Kepler steps in looking for a pass to Henry Martin. Knocked down by Reedsburg, and they're going with it on the right side, making some ground. There is a shot by Brooks and played by Federley. Ryland Brooks got open on the far side and took a shot. And that's, I believe, the first time that Federley has touched the ball. So a shot on goal for Reedsburg. Federley clears it up near the midfield stripe. Back to Kowalki, and the whistle sounds. That penalty, again, will be on... this one's on the Hornets. On the push, it's going to drop the ball down just across the midfield line, and Reedsburg will take over the dead ball situation. It's going to be Tristan Cools. Everybody backs up on the defensive side for the Hornets. Cools a step or two across the center flag and now stepping up and now drives it across the ground. It slips toward the 18, knocked down by Reedsburg, and they'll try to push it to the right side and set up a play. Now off it goes to Jensen Due. Due has it taken away. Avery Kepler and company, Henry Martin. Martin drops it back. Right side back to Cerna. The Hornets make a little ground, and Cerna pops it over the top, looking for Stoltz. Connor plays it off the body, and the Hornets are called offsides. Henry Mata nearly was there, and also on the near side, it was Sean Adams, but just a little bit out of sync, and it comes back to Reedsburg. Hornets have had legitimately and unofficially, but four shots on goal. So Reedsburg's one so far. And we are scoreless with about 16 and a half minutes remaining in the first half. Play will resume. Aiden Berg steps up, drives it across the lawn. Ball coming off to Cerna. Cerna from Richland Center, and now knocked down by the Hornets. Here's Ryland Brooks getting around the defense, and Federley's only defense is just to drive it out of bounds. So the keeper got it away from Brooks Ryland, and Reedsburg now fired up. They've got good field position. Mason Siegslag will throw it in from the near side. Drops it over the top. Header try there by Cerna. Ball into the open field. And Reedsburg stepping back now with Schwartzer. Schwartzer drives it right side. Tries to get it inside. Knocked down by Burkhammer. And Nash keeps it in bounds right along the Hornet bench, drives it up near midfield, and Mata has his pocket picked out of bounds by Reedsburg. Richland Center throw in. And the Hornets bringing in some new players as well, or some fresh legs. Sean Adams is returning to the lineup for Richland Center. And Lucas Duran making his way back in. And here comes the throw in by Berkhammer. Played by Richland Center's Harrison Carpenter. Carpenter drives it into the open, now looking for Stoltz. Sean comes around a triple team, got the shot, now knocked down and deflected out of bounds. I believe it'll result in a corner kick, though. So Connor Stoltz had a legit opportunity there. Somehow got a shot lifted between three players. It caromed to the right, may have been hit as the reason it did, and it results in the first corner kick of the night. So Yovani Cerna will start from the stadium side with about 15 minutes remaining here in the first half of a scoreless battle. Cerna with the approach, drives it in front of the net. Hornets try a header. It's going to be knocked down and blasted to the right side by Max Monte of Reedsburg. Hornets try again. This one across the goal line and out of bounds for the Hornets, and that'll be Reedsburg's keeper taking a new ball and getting this one back into play. No score in the contest. First corner kick tonight. Hornets had it set up pretty well, but defended well by Reedsburg. These two teams have played many times over the years, once, maybe twice during a season, being that they're close neighbors. Reedsburg has had some good seasons this year. They've fallen down a little bit, but still with some competitiveness, and as Coach Stadler pointed out, playing a tough league. Here's a quick shot by Cerna. That one drifts over the top and then played by the keeper again. Rolled out of the near side by Andrus. And that one will carry him out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center ball. Good field position right around the midfield line on the stadium side. Josh Nelson will throw it in for the Hornets. 13 and a half remaining here in the opening half of soccer. We are scoreless. Ball comes in. Stoltz is trying to get around a double team, chases it down, keeps it in bounds, nice job, centers it down inside the box, knocked down by Reedsburg, and now driving out to the right side, Duran deflects it for the Hornets. Reedsburg on the move, trying to corner that ball in the left side, and Schwarzer gets it out of trouble. Boy, that one nearly resulted in a direct shot by the Hornets, but Reedsburg catching up with it. It's out of bounds off the Hornets at midfield, and now Reedsburg will try to gain the advantage on a throw-in from the far side of the field. Beavers will bring in a substitution. This is Amir Saeed, who returns to the Reedsburg lineup. And the Beavers throw it in. Header try by Vandy. Zandy throws it left side with a head. Now knocked out of bounds by the Hornets. Again, Reedsburg ball right in front of the Hornet bench. Here's the throw in. Ball caroms on the right side. And now Cerna takes it away. Yovani drops a short pass to the left side. And Duran back to Stoltz. Stoltz, fancy move, gives it back to Cerna just across the midfield line. Yovani on the left side. Duran right in front of the Reedsburg bench with a move around the defender. Stops. Passes back to Yovani Cerna. Cerna with the ball. Drops it back to Berkhammer. Look at this. What kind of service is this? Man, I placed my order. And Uber Eats brings it up here. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Behrens. Ball goes to the right side. Nice bottle of water tonight. Pass comes back to the right side. Now it's Stoltz. Stoltz, double team. Nowhere to wander. Gives it back now to the left side. Hey, Reedsburg takes it away. And the Beavers avoid a little bit of an advantage for the Hornets. Up near Saeed at the top. Aiden Parra with the ball for Reedsburg. Now knocked down by Yovani Cerna. And Cerna brings it back on the offense. Henry Martin and the Hornets on the attack. Knocked down again by Reedsburg. Taking it back the other way is Logan Schwarzer. Schwarzer across the midfield line. We have about 11 minutes remaining in a scoreless first half. Saeed will put a charge into one from the midfield line. Driving it toward Aiden Parra. Berkhammer and company clear it out. Cody Pauls to the left side. Back near midfield is Giovanni Serna. Serna on the stadium side puts a charge into one. And it's going to be a handball. Reedsburg giving it back to Richland Center. Good field position on a penalty. Hornets about 35 yards away from the goal looking at things. And now hurrying and hustling to get it going again. Lucas Duran and Giovanni Serna talking it over. And I believe Serna will be the one in charge of getting this going. Dead ball dropped down on the penalty. And now here comes Serna. Getting the whistle, the Hornets getting into position, and Serna drops it through the crowd, knocked down by Reedsburg. It caroms out now to Brooks. Ryland Brooks drives it right side and kicked out of bounds by Berkhammer. It'll bring back the ball to the midfield stripe. A new ball coming out for Reedsburg as they throw it in. 9:50 remaining here in a scoreless first half. At a Vitus Rip Field. Here comes the throw-in by Reedsburg. Brooks protecting it in front of the Richland Center bench. And now Serna drives a long pass. Far side, Mata. Mata keeps it inbounds on the school side of the field. Back to Serna near midfield. Drops a short pass, and the Hornets now trying to get something going here. Back to Serna. Hornets slow the pace a little bit. Back to Duran. Duran fakes left, goes back to the left side. Now it's going back to Serna, and Serna and Duran trying to get something going. Back to the middle of the field, played there by Carpenter. Takes a shot wide to the left and across the goal line. About 16 yards away, it'll go back to Reedsburg on the kicker, the keeper. That is Drake Andrus on the goal kick coming up here. With just under 9 minutes remaining in the first half, we are scoreless here at Vitus Rip Field in front of a very enthusiastic young crowd here tonight. Rotary Youth Soccer Night. Coach Stadler and I talked about that beforehand, and he said what a treat it is for the youngsters to be out here because the high school players are kind of like rock stars to the youngsters, and maybe for the guys on varsity, maybe they have memories and glimpses of when they were a youngster and running around the track. Good to see some of the coaches getting their steps in as well. A lot of times the coaches will take a lap with their young teams. After a substitution, Reedsburg now bringing the ball in on a throw-in. Header try there by Logan Schwartzer. Gets it into the offense. And now Berkhammer drops it back toward Federle. And the Hornets are going to, a little miscommunication, it's going to go across the goal line, and Reedsburg will get a goal kick, or I'm sorry, a corner kick after that one. Kind of went away from the keeper and the goalie and across the goal line, so Reedsburg will have its first corner kick from the far side of the field, the school side of the field, and the Beavers going to try to put one through this tough Richland Center defense. Scoreless here tonight so far. Ryland Brooks, the former keeper, playing forward today. He is going to line it up there in the corner, and Reedsburg trying to get in position. Noah Wenninger is to the right, Amir Saeed to the left, and here comes the approach. There's a long shot in front of the net. Header is in for a goal. Scoring off a corner kick, Reedsburg perfectly executed on the goal. And they get it done on a header goal. Boy, that was smooth. And the score came from Logan Schwartzer's header. I don't care who you're rooting for, what side you're on, but play like that, you just have to admire and say that was well done. 1-0 Reedsburg. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. High school soccer from WRCO Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
1-0 Reedsburg here at Avitus Rip Field. Hornets come back with a vengeance, trying to get something going now after Reedsburg scored on the corner kick off a Hornet mistake. And now back in play is Serna. Serna with the ball, drives it over, and now gets it just in the front of Stoltz and company, and Reedsburg pops it away. That ball is going to bounce just to the north of the corner flag, so the Hornets will have it on a throw-in by the corner flag, but good field position. Just less than 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. So the ball will start on a throw-in from Sean Adams. It's headed by Reedsburg again right away and out of bounds. Giovanni Serna will throw it in for Richland Center now instead. He's a couple of feet from the previous throw-in. Here's a throw-in. One of the Reedsburg goal knocked down and now played on the far side by Duran. Lucas gets around a double team. Well, he's got a triple, quadruple team. Finally got it knocked down. Reedsburg drives it out of the way and up with a header near midfield. Nash Burkhammer is there for the Hornet defense. Tries to get it back to the forward, Giovanni Serna. Cleaned out by Saeed of Reedsburg up to midfield. Burkhammer again knocks it down, drives it to the left side. Played by Duran. And for the Hornets, Duran turns to the left side, looks toward Mata, comes back to Mata, Henry on the near side, drives around a would-be tackler, fires it over to Adams on the stadium side. Richland Center trying to set up shop now and form the lanes. Reedsburg intercepts Tristan Cools along the near side on the touchline. Amir Saeed for Reedsburg, and this one lifted across the midfield line into the open territory, and here comes Rylan Brooks of Reedsburg catching up with it. Hornet defense has to get back off its heels and back into position. That one knocked down by Pauls of Richland Center, back to Giovanni Serna. Serna drives the left side off to Henry Mata. Mata is going to step the near side, intercepted by Jensen Dew over to the right side, intercepted by Sean Adams of the Hornets. Back to Mata, and now Giovanni Serna. Lucas Duran has it knocked down by the Reedsburg defense. Just under 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. Up near center circle, Reedsburg on the drive. Back to Brooks. Rylan Brooks on the right side. Fires a pass to Amir Saeed. Drops it over the Richland Center defense. And the Hornets respond. Backing up is Carpenter. Ball loose on the field for a moment. And now finally, the Hornet defense pops it away and out of bounds. Reedsburg will have it on a throw-in from the stadium side. First of all, Max Monty is out for Reedsburg, and Cody Martinez returns to the lineup. So here's a throw-in by Reedsburg, now near the goal line, and looks like Reedsburg is going to be stopped on the forward progress. We're going to have near side official call. It's against Richland Center. So a dead ball just inbound, stadium side, about 25 yards in front of Caleb Federley, and the goal. Just under 3 minutes remaining in the first half. 1-0, Reedsburg in the lead. So the Beavers will lay the ball down. Mason Siegschlag starts it in play. Back to Rylan Brooks. He pops it up far side and over the top of the forwards, but keeping in bounds is Cody Martinez over near the corner and can't maintain possession. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center on a goal kick. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about the eighth week of the high school football season. How quickly the time goes. It starts to feel a little bit more like fall. It certainly does today, but man, is it comfortable. This late in the soccer season as well. This one by the Hornets popped up on the left side, tried to keep it in bounds. It'll go out of bounds just to the south of the corner flag, and Reedsburg will have it on a throw-in with pretty good field position. So Reedsburg certainly has had better field position in the latter part of this first half, and they will throw it in from the near corner in the Hornet defense. trying to respond. 1:35 remaining in the half. Here's the throw-in. Knocked down by Mata. Richland Center defense. Reedsburg keeping it, though. Getting on the attack. Pass goes back to Tristan Cools. Cools on the right side. Martinez between a double team. Drives it inside the box. Knocked down by Serna. And the Hornets try to motor the other way. Pass goes to the left side. Intended for Mata. He catches up with it. Just wills himself to the ball. Good play by the Hornets. Henry Martin on the left side. And Andrew Mata for Richland Center, number 11. Mata drops it back to Serna. Giovanni stops and now takes a shot. Deflected off the body of one of the Reedsburg players. Driving it. Shot is going to be up. Oh, off the bar for the Hornets. On the shot by Stoltz. It comes back and caroms to the near side. And it's still in bounds. Played by Reedsburg now. Boy, the Hornets just missed with a hard shot off of the top of the bar. Reedsburg across the midfield line. They'll take a long pass to Cody Martinez, trying to catch up with it. And Martinez keeps it in bounds near the touchline. Gets around the defender, drives down near the goal line. Knocked down by the Hornets now inside the box. Reedsburg's got something going. There is Rylan Brooks. Brooks steps back to the left side, taking a shot high and wide. Amir Saeed, and it is out of bounds. Down to the final moments of the first half. Picking it up is Federley, lays it down and tries to get it going here again for the Hornets. Fires it up near midfield. That's going to be the whistle, and that is the end of the first half. We've had some highlights, but the only scoring highlight came from Reedsburg on a goal off a corner kick. It is 1-0 in favor of the Beavers. After 40 minutes of soccer, this is high school soccer coverage tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
It'll be the eighth week of the regular season for high school football tomorrow. And it turned out to be a happy homecoming for the Richland Center football team. I talked today to Coach Andy Troxell of Richland Center about last week's win over Dodgeville during homecoming 2025.
You know, and that was the narrative that we talked about all week, is that, you know, the homecoming game is the culmination of a whole week of activities, right? And so we just needed to make sure that we were focused and stayed on mission, you know, and the boys did. You know, they did a really nice job, you know, kind of going through and dealing with the distractions. And I know we've got some sickness that they're kind of dealing with too, you know, and so to have them come out and really kind of fight, you know, initially and then start to pull away in that second and third quarter, I mean, that's exactly what we want our kids to be able to do.
Were there some keys or turning points in the game that you can look back on?
Yeah, I mean, we really look for explosive plays. And, you know, you get a handful of those, and statistically your chances of scoring kind of goes up exponentially. You know, and so Brady Dosh had a bunch of explosive plays, you know, and then Bronson Perkins, that opened up some opportunities for him, and he took advantage of that as well. You know, so credit goes to the offensive line for really making sure our run game was solid this week. And then, you know, our defense played lights out. I mean, they play tough week in and week out. You know, they take pride in making sure that people can't run the ball well against us. And so that was on display, you know, in that game too.
Was that the most numbers that Brady Dosh has put up this year in terms of rushing?
Yeah, that was a career high. You know, he ended that game with 297 total yards rushing, you know, which is awesome to see that. I mean, I think that's the most we've had by a single running back, you know, since I've been here. And so that was cool to see that, you know, and then that put him over the 1,000-yard mark. I think right now he's sitting at just under 1,300 yards total rushing, you know, which puts him at one of the, I think, the top four in the state of Wisconsin in Division Five, which is cool that, you know, we've got talent like that and an offensive line that's going to open up opportunities and let that kid just kind of go out there and put his skills on display.
Yeah, I was just going to say that if you have a 1,000-yard rusher, usually your offensive line's doing a pretty good job too, aren't they?
Yeah, and what's nice about that, I mean, we've got four seniors and a junior But I mean, whatever defensive front, you know, they see, or if they want to start blitzing and doing things that are exotic, you know, or stunts or whatever, our offensive line can communicate and they can pick up just about anything. So that's nice that, you know, when teams are going to go ahead and they're going to pack the box and they're going to blitz, you know, that we're not afraid of that. You know, we'll block whatever we get. So, I mean, that's one thing that we saw. We saw 8 or 9 in the box last week, and the O-line was able to make magic happen.
Well, tell me about this week's opponent. What sticks out about Broadhead Judah?
Well, you know, I wouldn't let their record fool you. I mean, they come into the contest 0-7, you know, but when you watch the film, I mean, they're in a lot of ball games in the first half, you know, and some of the teams that we have struggled with, you know, they've really kind of taken down to the wire, you know, in that first and second quarter. And then, you know, they just kind of, the other teams find a way to pull away. So I think depth is going to be a little bit of an issue for them. But, I mean, schematically, I mean, they're very big, you know, on their defensive line. You know, they've got some athletes for sure, you know, and they've got some speed. But I think I like our matchup where they have their strengths. We also have our strength as well.
Well, Andy, you look at the community involvement. I know you're big on that, but, you know, you've helped tear out old seats in the auditorium. I think you're helping this weekend at the Hub City Dirt Drags. You like to see that involvement with your team, don't you?
Oh, without question. I mean, we talk about our core values with our program, you know, and they really revolve around that kind of one hive mentality, you know, and we had this conversation last week with our kids, right? The H stands for humility. You know, we want to be respectful of anybody, you know, that we compete with, right? But also in the classroom, in the community, you know, the intensity piece is the I, and the V is volunteerism. You know, it's very, very big that these kids understand that, you know, the community gets behind them, they support them, you know, and so it's our privilege, right, to give back to our local community. And then we just talk about the last one, the E, which is effort. You know, whatever they choose to do, you know, they got to give 100% effort or so, whether that be on the field, in the classroom, or in the community.
Sounds good. Good luck as you take your long road trip this weekend to Broadhead Judah.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Richland Center football coach Andrew Traxel here on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Join us for all of the coverage and the previews of games tomorrow morning during our sports and tomorrow night during the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show right here on WRCO Radio Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with 2 ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
The Rotary Youth Soccer players and their coaches are being introduced right now. It is Rotary Youth Soccer Night, and a lot of the coaches are running with their teams, doing a good job. They're able to keep up with, almost keep up with most of them. Reedsburg leads 1-0 here in varsity soccer action. The lone goal coming off a corner kick. Rylan Brooks with the corner kick assist to Logan Schwartzer, who had the header that knocked it into the net. That came with came at 33 minutes, and that's where we stand here at halftime. 1-0, Reedsburg in the lead. Richland Center led on shots on goal. They had 5 legit shots and had 1 corner kick of their own, but unable to get it in the net in the first half. So we'll talk about some ways to possibly get it going here in the second half of this one, and try to come back in a non-conference game, finishing up conference play and getting ready for the tournament on the 23rd of October. Always seems like a long season, but here the Hornets are in the final weeks of the season. And some things to certainly work on. They were able to play pretty well defensively. Reedsburg was able to gain some ground in the field position game later on in the half, but for the most part, the Hornet defense was able to kind of withstand that and keep the ball in front with some scoring opportunities. But they need to come back and strong play here at second half. The varsity, and this is kind of cool too, all of the youth teams are running the track, and the varsity taking the time to slap them 5 as they run by and are recognized by the PA announcers. So the future. It doesn't take many years for these youngsters to be playing on the big field here on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. We'll be back with more from Richland Center High School in a moment. 1-0 Reedsburg in the advantage of high school soccer varsity action tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at wccucreditunion.coop. Member NCUA, helping you build a better life.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most: your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more. And for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
We are nearly set for the start of the second half here tonight at Vitus Rip Field. Lights are on now, and boy, it gets dark quickly, it seems like, and it will be within the next hour, so, or less than an hour, and get them on and get ready for the second half here. It does cool down pretty quickly as well. Those that came with short sleeve shirts hopefully brought along reinforcements, and I did. In the booth, it's not too bad, but it is cooling down. Shadow kind of casting over the field now, blocked by the booth. So a shadow across the field as kickoff of the second half gets underway. Reedsburg with the ball up near midfield. Cerna steals it for a moment. Mata is going to drop it back, looking for near side. It's going to be taken there by Henry Martin. And the Beavers take over with a header on the left side. Caleb Federley to my right now, and the keeper for Reedsburg, Drake Andrus,